I'm Phil Nee in for Joanne Krulotz this morning. Republican lawmakers introduced legislation to increase transparency in hospital pricing. Advocate MD owner Dr. Nicole Hemkes believes some of the complexities of medical costs are designed to keep charges hidden and very difficult for healthcare consumers to understand and navigate. In a release, the Wisconsin Hospitals Association says Wisconsin ranks first in the country in hospital price transparency. The legislation authored by Senators Julian Bradley and Mary Felskowski and Representative Bob Witke would require hospitals to publish clear, accessible pricing information online for both common procedures and the full range of hospital services. Wisconsin officials are still recommending COVID-19 boosters despite a guidance shift at the federal level. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention no longer advises the vaccine for healthy children and pregnant women. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the updated vaccine can still help protect against severe illness, particularly for pregnant women, infants, and the elderly. DHS says the CDC changes in guidance were not made based on new data, evidence, or scientific or medical studies. More information on COVID-19 in Wisconsin is available on the DHS website. The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held Sunday at Schmidt Farms between Sextonville and Gotham from 7 until 1. The menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, ice cream, and many other great dairy products. Activities at the event includes a tour of Schmidt Farms, which includes how the cows are milked. Annette Lewis is an organizer of the event.
I want to encourage people. We already got minibuses taking them up to the barn area, driving around the barn area. They'll all get out by the parlor door or their office door, go up a flight of stairs, and you will observe these cows being milked, how they get on, how they get off of the carousel, and they'll look down over the top of it. It's just amazing. I've been there enough now that I'm the old farmer in me, yet I still would like to just sit there and watch them for a while because it is awesome.
Randy and Shelley Schmidt are the hosts of the event. Randy discusses what else will be seen during the tour.
The technology that we're using now, I mean, there's so many things there, and just how everything gets recycled at the farm. We're recycling the manure, obviously. I mean, there'll be displays on that showing how it's growing the nutrients. This dairy industry, it's a big closed-loop system, you know? They're eating the nutrients, they're putting it back in the ground, they're taking the milk. I mean, it's a kind of a modern miracle what this cow actually does. Plus, now they're producing a valuable beef calf, a lot of them, you know? So it's more than just one thing. It's a lot going on.
Also back this year is Kinshi's Pedal Pull for kids 4 to 12, starting at 10. Cost of the breakfast this Sunday is $5 and free for children 3 and under. Schmidt Farms is located at 29281 Fairview Road. There will also be free buses picking up and dropping off at the Rockwell Automation upper parking lot. If you have any questions or want to volunteer, contact Annette Lewis by phone at 608-475-7312 or by email at AnnetteML1973@gmail.com. Join the Richland Center Police and Parks and Recreation Departments for the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby Saturday at North Park Pond. This is a free family event where you can have fun fishing while getting to know your local officers and Recreation Department staff. Jared Wilson is a member of the Richland Center Police Department, serving as the Community Resource Officer for the Richland School District.
This is the second annual Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby where we at the Police Department have partnered with the City of Richland Center Parks and Recreation to host the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby at North Park Pond. Ages 18 and under, but would like to mention that participants must be accompanied by an adult. Bring your own fishing poles, bring tackle, as well as bait.
There will also be door prizes, giveaways, and awards for the largest, smallest, and most fish caught.
If you're lucky enough, you may just win some prizes. You'll have some new tackle to put in your tackle boxes or even some tackle boxes. We do also have a donor who's going to bring between 40 and 50 fishing poles for children as well.
Officer Wilson feels community events that bring officers and the public together is a beneficial thing for everyone.
Everyone enjoys it quite a bit. I think the kids enjoy it just as much as the police officers and the park and rec department. It's just such a nice community event where the police department can interact with our community, and it just seems like everyone has a good time. It's very beneficial to get to know everyone in a positive way, much like my position in the school district, building those and establishing those positive relationships with children. It does help in future incidents.
Registration for Cops and Bobbers at North Park Pond will be held from 8 until 8:30, with fishing from 8:30 till 10. Awards and prizes will be distributed from 10 until 10:30. Children 18 and under, accompanied by an adult, are eligible. Each participant should bring their own fishing tackle and bait. This is also Wisconsin's free fishing weekend, so fishing licenses are not required. Catch and release fishing is encouraged during this weekend event in Richland Center at North Park Pond. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources inviting everyone to head outdoors for the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend as well. Before heading to a state park, trail, or water body near you, there are a few helpful hints to know. Vehicle admission stickers will not be required this weekend. 2025 is the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System. Some free fun weekend events may feature state park system history, special outreach items, or 125th anniversary merchandise available for purchase. Most state parks and trails will be open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. All linear rail trails, including ATV and horseback riding trails, will be open to the public. ATVs, UTVs, and OHMs are exempt from registration requirements. Resident and non-resident all-terrain vehicle operators do not need a trail pass to ride state ATV trails. Visit the DNR events calendar and Wisconsin State Parks webpage for a list of events and more information on state properties. If Free Fun Weekend has you hooked on enjoying Wisconsin outdoors, you can continue finding adventure by purchasing an annual fishing license, trail pass, or 12-month vehicle admission sticker. With many license and admission options available, there's a package to fit everyone's recreation needs. The Belgium Waffle Breakfast to support Feed My Starving Children returns to the Boscobel Farmers Market on Saturday from 8 until noon. Bruce Pitsley is an organizer of the Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children.
We've been doing it for 3 years, and last year we took a year off, and they asked us to come back just this Saturday, and we agreed to do so. So we're looking forward to doing it again. You know, we've had tremendous amount of support for our waffle breakfast those 3 years we did them at the farmers market. And people that come to the market, like last summer and then again this year, they're asking where we are. So we're trying to get the word out that we will be back this Saturday. And hopefully the weather will be good and we'll have good attendance.
The cost of the breakfast is $5, which includes a large Belgian waffle with whipped cream, two sausage links, and a bottle of water. Hunger is still causing nearly half of deaths in children under 5 years old. From this data, Feed My Starving Children estimates at least 6,200 children die each day from causes related to undernutrition. As a Christian nonprofit, FMSC is available to seeing every child whole in body and spirit. FMSC works with food distribution partners that stay with communities for the long haul, empowering them to move from relief to development.
We just recently finished up our 13th mobile pack in Boscobel last April. We had over 750 volunteers pack over 240,000 meals over seven shifts. So those 240,000 meals will feed 660 children one meal a day for an entire year.
If you are unable to attend Saturday's Waffle Breakfast to support the Boscobel Mobile Food Pack, a drive-through steak sandwich supper will be held Wednesday, June 11th from 4:30 until 7 or until gone at Backroads Church in Boscobel. The meal includes a large steak sandwich, cheesy potatoes, and a chocolate chip bar for $12. Pre-orders are available by calling Renee at 608-553-7825.